On your radio.
On your phone.
Online.
And here.
Play KMFM
from KM Media Group.
With news you can trust.
News for Kent at 1. Nicola Everett.
An increasing number of children in Kent are being targeted by criminals to be money mules. KMFM's been told more than 130 under-18s were convinced by gangs to allow them to use their bank accounts to hide criminal funds last year. That's up more than 80% on 2016. Ex-offender Lennox Rogers says gangs will very often target vulnerable young people from low-income families.
They don't realise sometimes that it's not their responsibility. And, you know, when they're seeing the gang members show them nice clothes, jewellery and everything like that, you know, and the wads of cash, and they're saying, you know, this will help your mum out, this will help your dad out, you know, it's so difficult to say no. But we think that if we can get into more schools to do early intervention, we feel that we can help the young people turn away from it by showing them some of the consequences.
Police have sent a letter to schools warning parents. Just search for KMFM News on Facebook and Twitter to see our video report on this story.
KMFM News.
The Supreme Court's been told suspending Parliament for 5 weeks has a very damaging impact on its ability to scrutinise government actions. 11 justices are considering Boris Johnson's decision, which comes within weeks of next month's planned Brexit deadline. The PM says it's so he can set out his policies when MPs return. Addressing the court, Lord Panic suggested there was a different motive.
We say it is an improper purpose for the Prime Minister to use the power of prorogation because he wants to avoid the risk of Parliament undermining the policies of the executive.
Justices will decide whether it was lawful after court rulings in Scotland and England had different outcomes. The hearing's expected to last 3 days. Two men involved in shipping thousands of pounds worth of goods to warehouses near Tunbridge Wells have been jailed for 5 years each for their role in the £2 million fraud. Police needed four HGVs to remove almost 300 pallets of items, including wine, TVs and pressure washers, from sites in Horsmanden and Brentley. Companies across Europe have been duped into sending orders to what looked like legitimate companies in the UK, but discovered they'd been scammed when they asked for payment. A letter's been sent to parents after a man dressed as a police officer approached two secondary school girls on Sheppey. It happened outside Oasis Academy in Sheerness. He apparently showed a fake ID and asked them to get into his car. A nearby primary has written to mums and dads and says teachers will be reminding pupils about stranger danger.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
Two adults and two children have been assessed by paramedics after breathing in smoke following a fire in a front garden in Gillingham. Rubbish caught alight outside a property in Trafalgar Street late last night. The blaze melted a window frame and gas main. It's thought to have started accidentally. The Royal Navy's newest patrol vessel is due to arrive in the towns it's named after later. HMS Medway is heading to the area ahead of a commissioning service on Thursday. Paul Barnard from the Historic Dockyard has been telling us what else they've got planned.
People will have the opportunity to visit the ship. The event itself is going to involve the Royal Marines being involved in a parade through Chatham High Street, going down Dock Road and actually ending up at the Historic Dockyard Chatham.
Well, that happens on Saturday when Salute to the 40s is also taking place at the dockyard. HMS Medway will eventually be involved in counter-terrorism and anti-smuggling operations. And American woman Sarah Thomas has become the first person to swim across the English Channel 4 times in a row. She arrived in Dover this morning after more than 54 hours in the water.
KMFM Sport.
With dinoplumbingkent.co.uk, your local plumbing and heating expert.
Footballer Liverpool boss Jurgen Klopp insists his side are not favourites to win the Champions League and retain their title. The defending champions start this season's European campaign in Italy when they face Napoli tonight. Klopp believes their Premier League rivals Manchester City are the team to beat in the competition this year.
We cannot be the best team in Europe because Man City is the best team in the world. So that's the same planet, I heard. And there are a lot of good teams out there, and you have to prove that constantly. Last year, I'm not sure we were the best team in Europe, but we were really good in the right moments, and that's why we won the Champions League.
And in cricket, Darren Stevens is having another good day for Kent as their championship game against Yorkshire continues. He hit a career best of 237 yesterday and has taken 2 wickets in this morning's session. A short time ago in Leeds, the home side were 80-3 after Kent declared overnight on 482-8. That's the latest. Next updates at 2.